Leon, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, when it comes to, I guess, teaching robotics in the classroom, what age are we talking here?
You can start from almost preschool. They've got very simple devices. You can press a button, they move forwards and backwards. And, you know, kids are already prep grade one, grade two, can engage quite happily with very simple robots.
And so do you think it would be better to start off with that age? I mean, you know, starting off sooner rather than later? Will they pick it up easier?
I think the broader set of experiences that you have, the better placed you are to understand what the technology can do for you. So you know, I'm not sure it's better or worse. It's not essential to start earlier, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
And so what sort of skills will students be learning in these kinds of classes?
So I think it's just understanding what digital devices can do. There's if you're faced with a computer and when it doesn't do what you want it to do, it can be very frustrating. If you have some idea of how it interacts with instructions, I think you're better placed to understand how to engage with the technology. And by trying to program a robot, that's probably the best way to get a sense of what computers can and can't do.
And so have there been any other countries that, I guess, have taken the leap and introduced robotics classes into their schools?
To me, I think it's part of a continuum. So there seems to be a bit of a trend to introduce computing in the curriculum. So in the UK, that certainly there have been a lot of efforts, and you know, I think it's now compulsory in schools. And I think robotics is just one form of teaching programming.
And so how far along with this are we in Australia? Do we have any schools out there that are already taking this on?
There are schools that introduce students to robots. There have been a number of private schools that have bought Now robots for the kids to be able to program, the very cute little humanoid robots. I'm certainly aware of a number of schools using BeBots, which are the very simple low-level robots. A good number of schools participate in the first robot competitions, which are at different levels. One of the technologies they use are Mindstorms, and there are quite a few schools which offer classes to have students use these Lego Mindstorm robot kits to build robots.
And so, I mean, technology is rapidly increasing so quickly. It's getting so advanced so quickly. How do we go about teaching these classes so that by the time that these people graduate, the skills aren't totally outdated?
I'm actually not so concerned. If you understand how the systems work, it's actually quite easy to learn new skills. We've had that with programming languages. If you learn two or three different programming languages, then whenever a new one comes into place, it's no big deal to learn a new one. You don't need a very rapid re-education. So if you're taught the general principles and understand what's going on, it's actually really quite easy to adapt to the new technology. So, and the experiences at schools, you're not teaching them a specific robot or to specialize in a specific technology. You're giving them experiences in how robots work, and that experience will carry on throughout their whole life. And again, as I've argued in various other places, we're not necessarily wanting people to all become programmers or all become robot engineers. We want people to be comfortable living in a world where robots are working alongside us, and we feel comfortable with them. Trying to instruct them and program them will help with our comfort level in engaging with robots.
Well, it is an absolutely fascinating topic. Leon, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.